This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, some, summertime, summertime.
Well, shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Put the lime and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading G. Orthography and no more Delgy. Palm tree because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, are you coming or are you waiting? Two slow pots on my welcome plate. Hurry up before I say it's summertime.
Oh yeah, a little bit of summertime. You remember the Jamies? I think I was in high school when they had that song came out. It was very appropriate. Everybody wanted to get out of school in June. And it is, by the way, the first full day of summer. Yes, it is, June 22nd. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my summer partner, Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the first full day of summer. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Thomas Gipping of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about how if Roe versus Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court, then the attorney generals of each state have got to enforce their state's abortion laws, one way or the other. Some attorneys general are saying they will not enforce them if it goes a certain way. So we're going to talk about that. Kind of interesting, is it not? Thomas Gipping in just a few minutes. And Joe Biden pushing for a gas tax pause, as if that's the answer to the rising energy costs. We're going to talk with the proprietor of the Barber Poll about that whole situation, Andrew Ceraci, along with a few other things a little bit later. And a huge win for religious schools in the Supreme Court yesterday. Did you hear about that? Up in Maine, we're going to talk about that as well later in the show. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 best dog breeds for seniors. Oh, yeah. The top 10, so stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For the best haircut for men in the Tampa Bay area, let me direct you to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin in the Overcast Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcast Drive. Call first for your appointment, guys, 727-733-3773. Well, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later as well, but Joe Biden is asking Congress today to suspend the federal gas tax until September as Americans across the country grapple with soaring prices at the pump. You know, normally prices go up anyway in the summertime to some extent. That's because there's more demand for gas. And the more demand you have for any product, the higher the price will be. That is called the law of economics. But now we got two things going on. We have the summer coming on and possibly more demand for more gas. And we got gas rates that are going through the ceiling to begin with. So we got a double whammy. So here comes Biden. He wants to knock off the federal gas tax for about 3 months. That'll knock off about 18 cents a gallon for everybody. Big deal, right? If you think about it, he's already got the price of gasoline doubled since he took office. He's going for green energy. Ed was looking around to buy, he wasn't really going to buy it, but he was looking around to find out the availability of electric cars. Ed, you called a particular dealership here to find out about their vast stock of electric cars. Tell us.
I did. I called the number one Ford dealer in Pinellas County, okay. And that's Walker Ford. I've known them for quite a few years. Friends are very satisfied with them. And I asked the sales manager, I said, how many electric vehicles do you have in a lot right now? And he just kind of chuckled and he said, I've got one.
One.
But it's used. It's a Mustang, and the price is $71,000.
$71,000 smackaroos. Yeah. I'll bet everybody's lining up.
So I said, well, all right, I'm a Ford F-150 guy. I like the trucks. You know, I keep seeing the Lightning, the Ford Lightning pickup truck on TV, and one of the ones Biden is pushing for. And I think I told you a couple months ago that I'm only going to be able to make 200,000 of those per year, Ford would. So I asked him, I said, you know, what's the story on that? Can I get one of those? And he said, well, let me put it this way. We're going to be allotted three of them for 2022. For the rest,
there, you know, we
for,
go.
Haven't got them.
Up and away. Not yet. Up and away.
In 2023, they're going to be allotted two.
So everybody knows deep down that knows anything about energy and electric and cars or whatever else that you still have to use natural gas to even crank up batteries, to put the components into batteries that would allow you to have electricity. By the way, I was also reading somebody tried to drive between two points, and I don't remember what they were, but it became an absolute, with an electric car, to see if they could do it. It was an absolute nightmare because they couldn't get to the next station that had the energy. There, I don't know exactly.
Well, there's different powers. There's different levels of power.
Yeah.
If you got the higher one, I believe it's the 350 volt, then you can charge it like within an hour or two, somewhere around there. But if you've got the other one, they call the slow charger, this is 240 volt, you're looking at about 8 hours.
It's ridiculous. The person that was doing the experiment said they couldn't wait to get how much more they appreciated their gas-powered car once they were through with this whole thing.
I don't think you could own just an electric vehicle because you could not.
You can't really get anywhere.
If you had an emergency in Chicago, you could not get there in a day's time.
That's right. Yeah. So we're a long way away from this. You know, if you would let the free market wave, you know, it's always the invisible hand of the free market that does the best anyway. Get you the best product, the most efficient price, and the everything good about it. But somehow you want a handful of fools in Washington to set the standards, and I mean that, a handful of fools. And this is the kind of mess that we get into.
We don't have the infrastructure to switch that quickly to electric vehicles.
So here's Biden. I want to be very clear. Whenever he says he wants to be very clear. How clear? He's never very clear.
Sounds like Nixon.
He's like, I want to be very clear. Yeah.
Let me make one thing
perfectly clear.
Perfectly clear.
I am not a crook. I never was a crook. I don't plan on being a crook.
I never played one on TV.
So now you got me off what I was going to talk about. Biden also wants the states to pause their gas tax.
Well, Biden wanted to make something perfectly clear.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He says, I want to be very clear.
Clear enough.
We're helping American families without harming the Highway Trust Fund. I don't know. Anyway, he's just stumbling around. Oh, here's the thing about the Highway Trust Fund. That's what's going to get hurt.
Well,
if they stop collecting the gas tax, you know, that's what those taxes are for, technically.
Yeah, if his Build Back Better plan was to help the infrastructure or highways and stuff, right?
Yeah.
For road maintenance and bridge maintenance. Well, now you're going to take that away in the gas tax.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
What a bloody mess.
Open the tap. Drill, baby, drill.
Somebody should whisper that in his ear. Unfortunately, he's not listening. Anyway, we're going to take our break. When we come back, Thomas Jipping is going to join us. We're going to talk about if Roe versus Wade is overturned, will the attorney generals in the different states enforce their state's abortion laws?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza. Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Freedom Works, the first full day of summer. It's been hot for a while here in Tampa Bay, that is for sure. Hey, we are delighted to have back Thomas Gipping, who is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He works in the Meese Center there on legal studies. And he's got a piece in the Daily Signal recently. Enforcing anti-abortion laws is neither pro-life nor pro-choice. It's the rule of law. And he reflects on the fact that attorneys general in nearly a dozen states, and also in D.C., are threatening not to enforce their state's abortion laws if Roe versus Wade is overturned. In other words, they would allow abortions to continue if indeed even the state itself was putting certain restrictions on it. Thomas, welcome back. I think we lost Thomas. Are you there?
Yes.
Ah, there you are, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? We were just talking about the fact your piece in the Daily Signal, and the fact that there are some attorneys general, nearly 12 states and D.C., that are threatening not to, if their states decide to enforce abortion laws, may not go along with it. What is going on there?
Well, our system of government gives us a lot of benefits, but it takes a lot of work to make sure it works the way it's supposed to. The executive branch of government, that's where law enforcement happens. That's where attorneys general are located. Their job to enforce the law. It's not their job to determine what laws are on the books. And, the Supreme Court's about to give permission to the states once again to handle abortion as they see fit, and many states, as they had done for 200 years before Roe versus Wade, will want to make the killing of babies illegal. And it's legislator, a prosecutor's job to enforce those laws. Well, as you mentioned, and as I wrote about, beginning almost 2 years ago already, there was a movement about among prosecutors and state attorneys general promising not to enforce pro-life laws, no matter what they say, no matter, they could be supported by 100% of the state's population and they won't enforce the law. This is going to be a big problem because if they determine what the laws are, I mean, frankly, if that's what they want to do, they ought to run for the legislature. But yeah, then we've got rogue prosecutors really determining whether the people and the laws they enact are going to be affected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of indicative of what has been going on. Let's, as an example, at the border. We are not enforcing our own laws at the border now. The Biden administration chooses not to enforce the law. I mean, all of a sudden, if we're picking and choosing which laws we're going to enforce and which laws we are not going to enforce, this, I mean, just think about it. That's the anarchy word comes to mind. Go ahead.
Who would have thought that we'd be talking about this issue? It's tough enough to deal with issues like what immigration policy should be, what our abortion laws should look like. Then we've got the really challenging problem of, how much power should courts have? Does the Supreme Court have authority to make up rights that aren't in the Constitution? But at least in the back of our mind, we were we seem to be confident that whatever laws we finally put on the books are impartial prosecutors. Are they're not going to let their politics get in the way. They're going to enforce the law the way they're supposed to. And we now know even that's nothing we can count on. When Andrew Jackson said, you know, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, I'm not even sure he knew how hard that would be. But today, you and I and the people who own this country, we not only have to make sure that our legislators pass laws that we find important, we're going to have to make sure that our prosecutors actually enforce those laws. Otherwise, prosecutors are going to run the country.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking with Thomas Gipping. He is a senior legal fellow at the Meese Center of the Heritage Foundation. We're talking about whether or not certain attorneys general in certain states would enforce the law if Roe versus Wade was overturned. Tom, is it a done deal that Roe is overturned? I mean, I know we got the leak, and supposedly that was the majority opinion and all that kind of thing.
Well,
but we haven't heard anything. The Supreme Court's kind of sitting on this thing. I'm wondering, are they going to wait till the very last day of June and then get out of town and then the thing will be announced? Or I'm just wondering what's really going to happen.
I wouldn't say they're sitting on it. It's a very long, complicated process with a case like this. The leak, that opinion, which was the first draft, the majority opinion always circulates first. But then all the justices have the option of writing separate opinions if they agree or disagree with that majority. And that's what takes a long time. And frankly, if I were the Chief Justice, I'd prefer to put that opinion out at the end, and you know, leave it to whatever is going to happen. But the court has been attacked enough, and I think in the next 10 days, I think we're going to know.
Yeah,
we're going to know. They have about 13 or 14 decisions and cases to announce yet. The abortion decision is one of them, and I think we're going to know. I am very hopeful that the Supreme Court will correct its mistake, that they will interpret the Constitution correctly, and leave the abortion issue where it belongs in the people's hands.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about that whole thing in 1973 where they pulled from the 4th and 14th Amendments, something about the privacy right?
They didn't even care. There were three different theories of where it came from, and they didn't care. It came from the Supreme Court, not the Constitution.
I'm sorry. I meant the Supreme Court. Excuse me.
Yeah.
They pulled this right to privacy thing out, which allowed people the right to kill their unborn children because you have a privacy. So here was my argument. Well, why stop it when at the birth? Why not allow the parents to knock off their kids before the age of reason? It would make just as much sense. It's so stupid.
There are some influential voices in academia and elsewhere who argue exactly that. The point is, our Constitution is written down. Read it. I mean, it's one of the shortest constitutions in the world. Read it.
That's the beauty of it, too, by the way. It's so succinct.
Everybody listening to this program should read their Constitution. It belongs to them, and that's how we can determine whether the Supreme Court's playing fast and loose with it or is being faithful to it.
Yeah.
Read it.
Exactly.
I took two courses in constitutional law in law school and never had to read it.
Really? You didn't have to read it?
Nope, I did not have
to. Oh, my goodness.
And look up the Heritage Guide to the Constitution online. It's a wonderful resource that examines and explains every provision of the Constitution. But at the very least, read your Constitution.
That is so true. It should be mandatory, you know? Every citizen of this country. In fact, every citizen of this country should have it. I got it sitting right here. It's a little pocket version of the Constitution. It's terrific.
But you can put the Heritage Guide to the Constitution on your phone. You can take it with you wherever you go. You don't have to be a lawyer or a law professor. That probably messes up your mind more than anything. It is yours. Read it and be vigilant about how your government officials handle it.
Yeah. So talking about enforcing the law, I'm looking at the Justice Department and these threats to these Supreme Court justices, especially the conservative ones, at the doors of their houses, which is obvious intimidation. And why are we not speaking about carrying out laws? Isn't there a law on the books that says you can't threaten or intimidate during the process of a trial for you can't go to the judge's house and start banging pots and pans and making noise.
That's right. There is a federal law prohibiting demonstrations at the justices' homes for the purpose of intimidating or coercing their decisions in a pending case, which is exactly what's been going on for weeks. It is shameless and a complete dereliction of duty for Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, not to enforce federal law.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole thing. And this seems to be, we're picking and choosing which laws we enforce. And I don't see how our country can stand. The statue of Lady Justice, she has a blindfold over both eyes. She doesn't have one eye peeking out, looking around, okay, let's see, what will I choose and what will I not choose to enforce?
You know, the Massachusetts Constitution for 200 years has had a phrase in it that this needs to be a government of laws and not of men. And that principle applies in many different ways. This is certainly one of them. It should not be up to the politics of the prosecutor, the politics of the attorney general, whether our laws are enforced, laws that are intended to protect all of us. We should all care about that, regardless of our party, regardless of our ideology. We should all agree that our laws should be enforced, and if we don't like the laws, we could change them. That's got to work the way it's supposed to. Otherwise, our system will not protect our freedom.
We're talking with Thomas Gipping of the Heritage Foundation, and there's a series of attorneys general, in certain states that say if Roe versus Wade is overturned and if my state chooses to go ahead and enforce the banning of abortion after a certain number of weeks, I may choose to overlook prosecuting those cases. Now, if I were the governor of that state and I saw that, I'd get the guy out. In fact, could you recall these people if they were not enforcing? Like, they've been recalling a couple of attorney generals in California. Could you do this on this issue?
That depends on the state. Great example, though. Even left-wingers in San Francisco had enough because their district attorney said he wasn't going to enforce all kinds of laws. And there, even the liberal citizens said, we can't have that, and they got rid of them. It depends on the state. It depends how district attorneys get their jobs. Most of them are elected. I think in every state, when a local prosecutor won't enforce the law, the attorney general ought to have the authority to step in. But most of these positions are elected, folks, and
therefore they can be recalled.
Well, it possibly. It just depends on state law.
Okay.
But it could be, and if not, the legislature should provide for that.
Yeah.
Because, like I said before, who'd have thought that we'd be talking about the need for prosecutors to enforce the law?
Yeah.
I mean, that ought to be as solid as the law of gravity.
When is the last day of the session right now of the Supreme Court? In other words, when would be the final day that the Roe versus Wade Mississippi case would be released?
Well, there's not a technical deadline. I mean, the term of the Supreme Court goes from the first Monday in October to the next first Monday in October. So it's technically not done almost every year without fail, the end of June, maybe one or two days into July.
Okay.
Is when they issue their opinion. I believe by the end of next week, it'll all be done.
Gotcha. Well, everybody is waiting with bated breath. Tom, it's a real pleasure, as always, to have you on. Thank you very much for talking about this issue. I know we'll be talking again soon.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thomas Gipping of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we were talking about this gas tax pause as the answer, as far as Joe Biden is concerned, to the rising energy costs. We're going to talk with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceresi, about this and about a host of other things. So stay tuned.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
What's the buzz in Tampa Bay? Senior Voice America Radio, a unique morning variety program delivering the latest commentary on politics by host and political analyst Tim Bryce and the up-to-minute happenings of Wall Street by co-host and financial veteran Berkeley Badger. Beyond politics and finance, they scale the scholar's rampart by including topics on religion and nutrition with thought-provoking guests and interviews. Tune in every weekday from 8 to 10 a.m. on this Tan Talk station. Senior Voice America, serving our nation's seasoned citizens for over four decades.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on the first full day of summer, June 22nd. Lots of people getting ready, I guess, for the 4th of July holiday. And typically, it's a big travel day. I wonder how many people are going to stay at home strictly because of the cost of traveling. And then you got the airlines. And now we got a problem with the with airlines taking off, so it's going to be kind of tough. We got the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, normally you take off a little time around 4th of July.
Not really, Paul.
No, just kind of hang around the old Barber Poll, huh?
That's it.
Yeah. So what do you think? We got everything collapsing around Biden. We've been picking on him a little bit about this pausing the gas tax, which would save us about 18 cents or something like that per gallon, which seems to me to be a kind of a drop in the ocean when you're spending almost $6 for a gallon of gasoline all of a sudden. I mean, what are we going to do? Are they that stupid? Are they that stupid?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay.
There's no question about it, Paul.
Yeah.
They're dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But first of all, every 10 gallons, you're going to save $1.80. So you figure you're going to save $3.60 on 20 gallons. What are you going to do with that?
Here's what Biden had to say. He was chastising the CEO of Chevron, Mike Wirth. Wirth was pleading with Biden to take a different approach with the oil industry instead of trying to come down hard on them. And so Biden said, he's mildly sensitive. I didn't know they'd get their feelings hurt that quickly. He says, look, we need more refining capacity. This idea they don't have oil to drill and to bring up is simply not true. Well, come on, Joe, as he would say. You're making it so difficult for these people with your regulations to get the oil out of the ground. And you wonder, and you know, we haven't built a new refinery since the 70s.
That's right, because we were being dependent on everybody else, Paul.
Right.
For 70 years, the only time we were energy independent was with Donald Trump, in case people forget.
Yeah, and we started fracking, and we were drawing oil out of that, and the price was coming down. I mean,
Well, every move they make is a disaster, okay? There's no question about it. The airlines, listen, they're having a problem getting people working just like everybody else.
They are, yeah.
Giving the people handouts. They got a shortage of pilots. What do they want to do, pull them out of their hat?
We got a shortage of pilots. We have a shortage of police. In fact, did you know that well, you know this, but if I can find it here, about the rise in crimes. Six major cities are on pace to pass what were already historic violent crime statistics in 2021. Baltimore, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Washington, Atlanta, and New York City, all breaking their levels last year of violent crime halfway through the year. New York City has seen a 26% jump in violent crime at this point in 2022.
Paul, with all the restrictions they put on police, especially in New York, would you want to be a policeman?
No, I would not. Same thing in Chicago.
And you got to be worried about getting arrested, not the criminal.
Did you know they passed a rule in Chicago just recently that police are no longer allowed to chase a suspect? No, I'm not kidding. You're no law. If they take off, you are not allowed to chase him.
Paul, the only
thing. Is that all? Oh, okay. I'll walk away.
The only thing we don't have a shortage of in this country right now is stupid politicians.
Yeah.
Okay, we got plenty of them. One dumber than the other.
But stupid is leading to dangerous.
No, there's no question about it. That's why people need to start protecting themselves and carry your guns.
You're right. We're talking with the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Ceresi, who packs heat.
Home without it.
He packs heat. So, Andrew, what's going on locally? I see that your good friend Charlie Crist is going to get married just prior. What are you laughing about? You're going to say it's a coincidence? He's getting married just prior to running against DeSantis for governor. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. He's putting camouflage on. He's got a camouflage suit. He's getting married. He's going to ruin this poor woman's life, too. When they find
didn't
out
he do
he's getting it, they all leave.
Didn't he try this trick before when he was running for Congress?
He thought he was going to be president.
Okay.
He was already in Congress.
So he needed to be married.
So he needed to be married to camouflage.
Gotcha.
Okay. And he's doing the same thing. Let me tell you something. You don't know what Ron DeSantis is going to do to him. It's going to be beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Ron DeSantis chew him up and spit him up on stage.
Boy, is DeSantis getting headlines, by the way. I hear his name all the time. There was this guy on Fox. I can't remember his name. He's a British guy. And he said that we're going to need to trade Trump and in place of him get DeSantis. And get DeSantis. In other words, Trump's time has come and gone. It's time for DeSantis now to be the guy.
I read the same article.
Okay, so that's
what the same article.
So you know, and by the way, folks, Andrew is very good friends with the DeSantis family because Ron Jr. grew up in the Dunedin area. He's from around here, where we are. So I'm wondering about the pressure on Ron DeSantis. I'm beginning to think. He is indeed thinking about 2024 and running for president.
You think so?
I do. What do you think?
I'll bet you.
Do you have a different feeling?
He's not going to run, Paul.
You really don't think so, huh?
No. Not at this time.
You don't think that the pressure will be so hard, so much? Because you know the Republican bigwigs want him to run.
Listen, first of all, he will not do nothing if Trump is running. I mean, did you see what he's doing?
I'm not so sure. Trump and he are not completely joined at the hip anymore.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, he's not going to run.
Okay. Well, you may.
Around.
All right.
He's got other things he's concentrating on in his life.
And I don't blame him. I don't think I would want the job if I were him. You know, it's
not
fun.
Right now. It's you fun. Know the mess you got to clean up?
Well, you know.
You need a couple big payloaders.
You know the paradox of great people? The more you need them for the job, they're usually the ones that don't want the job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
and that actually makes them even more valuable to you to want them to because they don't want the job. It's not something they aspire to, which is one more credit to them.
Paul, if Ron runs, it'll be a big shock to me, but I can almost guarantee you if Trump is running, he will not run.
Okay. So he's going to step aside and try. But, you know, come on now. Donald Trump, I mean, he is a divider. He's not a healer. Neither is Biden, by the way, obviously. But Trump is a divider. He's dividing people in the Republican Party.
Well, Paul, they're going to say DeSantis is the same thing.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not in the Republican Party, but dividing the country.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he's more of a healer, if anybody is.
Well, he's a straightforward, common-sense type of person.
Exactly.
There's really no politics involved with him. It's all common sense, Paul.
Yeah, no, he's not afraid to say what he really believes, and I think people respect him for that.
And it's like I told you, where he came from, okay? I want to know how many of the other politicians we have in Washington actually served active duty in combat and got shot at. Nobody.
Right.
Probably one of the only ones, okay? The guy was a Navy SEAL officer for 6 years.
I thought Joe Biden parachuted out of airplanes in Vietnam.
The guy can't ride a bicycle.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
But, you know, you got a guy who was a Navy SEAL officer. He's been shot at in active duty. These politicians don't scare him, Paul.
No, that's true.
Okay, he had bullets thrown at him. What are these guys? These guys are throwing bull crap at him when he had bullets thrown at him before. They don't scare him.
No, I know they don't.
And they know that.
That's why he's so valuable to the Republican Party. Well, maybe not in 24, maybe in 28. I don't know. But
I mean, honestly, at this point, with everything that's going on business-wise, okay, Ron doesn't have business experience. He's a common-sense type of person, but no business experience, okay? This country is big business, Paul.
Yes, it is.
And our business has been torn apart. The only one that can straighten out this business, I don't care if you call him a divider or whatever, this country needs a businessman like Trump to straighten it out right now.
Well, I think he's done a marvelous job. I just wish we could control his sensitivity to other people that say something the wrong way.
How can you be sensitive to stupid people?
Yeah, but not everybody's stupid.
No, but a lot of them deal with him. They are. Look what he went through, Paul. If you went through what he did for 4 years, you'd be on the defensive.
He was that way before he got in. He was always insulting. He's been insulting people for a long, long time. That's just part of his personality. I get it. I voted for him. I would vote for him again if he was the nominee.
Mean tweets. Give me him insulting a few. He can insult me all he wants. As long as he's filling up my pocket, I don't care.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. I mean,
come on. He never said anything that broke anybody's heart or killed anybody.
No, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, he called somebody ugly. Big deal. I've been called ugly before. I've been called.
That's right. That reminds me of that poor woman that was running for president. I cannot think of her name. She was the head of...
I know who you're talking about.
She was the head of one of the big... IT companies or whatever.
Hewlett-Packard. Hewlett-Packard, yeah.
But, I thought that was really miserable of him.
Paul.
Really, really miserable. I mean, why insult a person's looks? I mean, come on. Look, it's very easy to insult Donald Trump's looks. Let's be honest.
Of course, and they do. They insult everything about him.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on. They insult the crap out of the guy.
But can we stand another 4 years of every day, he's got some...
You know, Paul, you aren't going to see that happen this time around.
You don't think so?
Because the people know better. The Democrats can try all they want. Once we got the majority, they can say what they want, do what they want. They're not going to have the power. All the rhinos are going to be gone, and all the rhino Republicans that didn't like him are going to be gone, Paul. The guy didn't have a fair shot. He had to wake up on the defensive every day.
That's true.
Okay?
Yep.
That's how he handled it. I would be the same way, and any human being would be the same way.
Well, it sure looks like he's planning on running. It sure does look like he's planning on running.
That's what I'm saying, and we need him now to straighten out the business. Ron is a great guy. Ron could make a right president if the economy in this country is already put together.
So you don't think that Ron...
If the economy's not put together, if this is not put together, I don't believe he's got the business experience to handle.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. You don't feel he's got
the business. Yeah, I mean, that's like me telling somebody, come off the street here and cut somebody.
Well, we'll always have a business issue. We'll always have things going.
Well, you can have, but you know what? You want somebody in there that's going to handle what's going on now. You got to build this business back up. It's a depleted, destroyed business. It's got to be built up, and it needs somebody with that business experience.
Well... You may be right, my friend. It sounds,
I know I'm right.
It sounds sensible.
Not maybe. I know I'm right.
Okay.
There's a difference.
I gotcha. Hey, thanks so much, as usual, Mr. Andrew. And we'll be looking forward to talking with you again on Friday.
All right, Paul. You guys have a good day.
We will. Thank you, Andrew. All right. There he goes, the master barber. All right. Let us take our final break. When we come back, a huge, huge win for religious schools in the Supreme Court yesterday. We're going to tell you all about it.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Hey, you new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events? Stay tuned. Be Local Buzz with Devin takes you to these places, introduces you to the best businesses, and tells you about upcoming buzz. Preset your radio to Tan Talk 1340 AM or 106.1 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. That is the Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk 1340 AM and 106 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, back with the final segment on the first full day of summer. And the Supreme Court has ruled, came out yesterday, that state programs that provide money for public school tuition cannot exclude schools that offer religious instruction. The decision has relaxed long-standing restrictions on using taxpayer money to pay for religious education. The vote was 6-3. The three liberals were against it: Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor. The other six went ahead and said, indeed, you got to fund and allow funding into these schools. At issue was a state program in Maine that made taxpayer money available to families who live in remote areas that didn't have a public high school. So they were given this money, and they were allowed to go to a school with the money to a private school, and use it. But they wouldn't allow them to go to a religious private school to use it. Supreme Court said that's wrong. Under the state law, they could use the money for their children's tuition at public or private schools in other communities, but at the time, not for sectarian schools. Sectarian schools were defined as those that promote a particular faith. And so that's been overturned. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion. He said Maine's program promotes stricter separation of church and state than the federal constitution requires. He said the tuition program is not neutral in Maine because the state pays tuition for certain students at private schools so long as the schools are not religious. And he said that is discrimination against religion. And he also noted that the money does not go directly to the schools. It goes to the parents. And because the parents get the money, they should be able to make a choice without the constraint of whether or not the school is religious. So that was a win, a big win, for private religious schools. And it's one more, I guess you could say, chipping away at the idea that that taxpayer money cannot be used to send people to private schools and religious schools. By the way, Ed, I got to ask you about this. This really was interesting. Two Republican senators, Tom Cotton and Jim Banks, are introducing legislation today that would allow adults to sue doctors who perform gender transition on them after when they were younger. In other words, when they were not at the age of 18.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting that they might be able to go back and sue them? Well, I don't know if that's a good idea or
sue
not.
Sue their parents. They're the one that had to give consent, right?
Well, yeah. Under the Protecting Minors from Medical Malpractice Act, patients or their legal guardians would be able to seek money against such practitioners as they would get what they call declaratory or injunctive relief against them, as well as compensatory damages and attorney's fees. So, first of all, why are they doing any transitioning of kids under the age of 18 to begin with? That should be banned. The whole thing is a mess. But they're introducing, this would be interesting to see how far this law gets. I suspect it will not get very far.
Well, you know, there are parents out there that allow their kids to get, if they have the means to do it, plastic surgery when they're in high school, you know.
Which is probably not a good idea.
Don't like their
either.
Nose. Yeah. You know, the girls' boobies aren't big enough.
Right.
And, you know.
And they're still growing.
Yeah.
Allow them to turn into adults. I think we should, that's another thing. All of that kind of stuff. And, you know, doctors should, in both cases here, doctors should understand that and say, look, I'm not going to touch this child. Once they get to be 21 or whatever, you know, that's a different case.
Doctors row the same boat as attorneys.
I think you're right.
You know.
Before we get to our top 10, we have an interesting one, by the way, the top 10 best dog breeds for seniors. I want to talk to you. We have a game coming up tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals. Our beloved Lightning won the last game 6-2.
Yeah.
They are now down 2-1, first team to win 4. So what do you think?
I remember we came on Monday, you said, boy, 7-0, losing 7-0. Oh, that's bad. And I told you, well, if we win the next game,
everything will be
everything's fine. We're not talking, you don't hear anybody talking about that 7-0 game. Now you hear the Lightning win 6-2, and there's controversy at goalie for the Avalanche.
You're right. And that could be disruptive for them.
It sure could, but the bad point is the Braden Point
experiment
is over.
They pulled their goalie in the second period, halfway through the game.
At 5 goals, they pulled him. And you could see he was defeated and deflated. And that's why I praised them for leaving, even though Vasilevskiy had given up 7 goals. It wasn't all his fault. But if you pull the one guy, it looks like it's his fault.
Especially if you're going to continue to go with him.
Yeah, and no matter how many times you tell him, it's not his fault he's going to think that way. And all I can remember is those first two games is all those people in the stands in Colorado chanting, Igor, Igor. That's their goalie. Now they got to chant another name.
I don't know. So tonight we're going to be at home here in Tampa Bay for game 4.
Yep.
And we're rooting for the Lightning to even the series, the 2 games apiece. Then they would go back to Colorado in a couple of days.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I told you, it'll be interesting to see how Tampa adapts, and they did. Now we're going to see how Colorado adapts to what Lightning
Another
did.
Interesting thing real quickly, Braden Point.
I said that I believe that experiment's over.
Braden Point was brought back. I don't know how healthy he really was.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
He was a key player for them. And now he didn't play in this last game.
No.
I think they're going to keep him out.
That's why I said I think that experiment's over.
Yeah. Yeah, you
I don't think
right
they want to risk it. He's not 100%.
Exactly. Plus, we have developed a cohesion without him. Okay. Sounds good. All right, Ed, it's time for you to get on the drums because we have now the top 10 best dogs for seniors. This comes from PlaysStar.com. So you want a little dog or a big dog. What are the best dogs, the ones that are going to be, I guess, most enjoyable? So here we go, number 10. The Otter Hound. Otter Hounds may not be well known, but they are excellent companions for the elderly. They have a 12-year life expectancy and will lavish you with their compassion, loyalty, and wisdom.
I'm thinking these are all going to be lap dogs.
It might be. Yeah, you may be right. Number 9, the Welsh Corgi Pembroke. Speaking about dogs, we have a couple coming into the station right now, and I would not think they're going to be on this list.
No,
but
we'll see.
The Welsh Corgi Pembroke. If you're a senior looking for a way to liven up your life, get a Welsh Corgi Pembroke. These breeds have cute giant ears and squatting bodies that will conquer your heart in no time. All right, number eight. The French Bulldog. The French Bulldog is a pocket dog, and you can't resist because it's small, sweet, and great for your apartment. The French Bulldog is known for being affectionate, energetic. You'll love them even more because they're low maintenance, okay? Number seven, the Yorkshire Terrier. They says, we recommend the Terrier, Yorkshire Terrier, if you want a tiny, gentle dog that will stay with you for a long time. As long as you take care of the breed, it will live from 13 to 20 years on average. Hey, it'll outlive them, or me, or you. Yeah. Anyway, so far, all these dogs, pretty small, aren't they? Okay. Number six. Now, they come up here with mixed breeds. In other words, a furry companion doesn't have to be a purebred. Mixed breeds can also be excellent. Many experts recommend that because handlers have already evaluated them, and they usually have the best of the characteristics of different breeds. Okay, number five. The pug. The pug. Intelligent breed, can adapt to their environment. They're little things. They got the smallest legs. They're very cute.
Yeah, ugly little things.
They're cute in an ugly way, yeah. Number four. How about the Pomeranian? The Pomeranian.
Those are yappy little dogs that snip at you and
yeah.
Very hairy.
But they're affectionate, energetic, and at ease in confined spaces like homes. All right. Sounds like you don't want one. Number three. Beagle. Regular exercise essential to maintain a fit and balanced body for a senior. This is why having a beagle is beneficial. They're entertaining, will keep you busy every day. All right. Number two. This is where I think we break the rule on small dogs. The Golden Doodle.
What's a doodle?
The Golden Doodle is a cross between the Golden Retriever and the Poodle, but a lot of them are large.
Okay.
They're called a Golden Doodle. If you need some exercise, this is the dog for you because it needs frequent walks. They're playful, loyal, intelligent, and caring, and will provide you with a lifetime of companionship. All right, what do you think, Ed, is in this, at least, ranking the number one best dog?
Let's see. I was going to say the Poodle. Yeah, I'll go to Poodle.
I think that's a very good guess, but it's not correct. It's the Shih Tzu. I think the Poodle is on the top 30 best dogs, okay. By the way. The Shih Tzu, also known as the Lion Dog, tiny canine, ideal for seniors due to its loyalty, friendliness, and easygoing nature. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. Thanks so much. We're going to be back on Friday. Be careful out there, and remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is